Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wallbridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily was given by Deacon Paul, deacon here at St. Jerome, on Sunday, August 26th, 2018, the 21st Sunday in Ordinary Time. Now here is Deacon Paul.
I'm sure we've all had those instances in our lives where we just soon get away from something we're involved in, whether it's a meeting, maybe at work or some other place. Maybe you went to a movie and it was a really bad movie and you said, I want to get out of here. This movie isn't what I thought at all. But you paid for it, so you stayed, right? Well, I had an intensity of this feeling a couple weeks ago when I went to Cedar Point with my grandkids. And I went on the coaster called The Gatekeeper. For those who have been on The Gatekeeper, raise your hand. Yep, you know what I'm talking about. For those that haven't, well, I wouldn't recommend it, but that's up to you. So after about a minute and a half of twisting, turning, flipping, inverting, all at 72 miles an hour, I was absolutely certain I wanted off that coaster. But I got on the ride, and they don't typically stop coasters in the middle and let people off, even though they're screaming and everything. But the folks in the gospel today, there were many of them, they wanted off the ride. They wanted out. And so many left, it says. Many left. How many? We don't know, but it might have been thousands. This was right after Jesus had fed the 5,000 with the five loaves of bread and the two fish. And so many of those people were following him. Lots of them, probably. And these weren't just anybody. John tells us these are disciples. These aren't just the curious. These aren't just people that are kind of wandering around, nothing to do. These are disciples, which means they probably had followed Jesus for some period of time, a year or so maybe. They heard his words and seen what he had done. And so they're up there kind of with the apostles. They're a little higher than just the ordinary folks. But these were hard words for him. And they take offense to him. They start to quarrel. They're murmuring, and then they're quarreling, and then they're, we got to imagine they're just arguing and fighting among themselves. He says, eat my flesh and drink my blood. That's a tough saying. Tough for them especially. According to Father Robert Barron, now Bishop Barron in California, the original Greek words in these writings for eat would have translated more to like gnaw or chew. That's even more disturbing. Now, eat's bad enough, but now you want me to gnaw, you want me to chew. Ugh. But they walked away. It says not only did they walk away, they no longer went about with him. They no longer, the ones who walked away never came back, ever. So this is a critical juncture in our church, certainly. This is a time of our church, in the beginning, certainly, where a tough choice had to be made, decisions had to be made, but it was up to the 12 apostles to make that really tough choice. And they didn't have the advantage that we do today of knowing that Jesus is foreshadowing, he's talking about the Eucharist that we have today. But for them, he's giving them a picture of some kind of barbaric dimensions. It's suggesting that they munch on his body. But we're at a critical juncture also. We must make a choice. Joshua called nation together and he said, decide, decide. And we have to make that decision today and maybe even every day. This current scandal, this current abuse that's unfolding in Pennsylvania, it's appalling, it's disgusting, and it makes me mad. What if this were my child? What if it were a friend, someone I know? That would have been terrible, but even strangers that we're reading about, our hearts go out to them. And we just have to pray for them. We just have to help their families and help them. That's the first thing that we have to do. Remember the victims. But a scandal of this magnitude is going to test our faith. It's going to test our strength, and it's going to test our resolve. I'm a convert to the faith. I came to the Catholic faith. I teach RCIA because I believe in this. I believe in everything. Trying to help others to enter the Catholic Church. Trying to help them by showing them the beauty of the church, the fulfillment of our faith in the church and the truth that is here. I believe all these things. Yet I struggle with how do I reconcile my faith in light of these current and awful things that are going on. What choice do I make about my church? Do I stay or do I no longer go about with him like these disciples did? Is this really the church of Jesus? The answer to that is yes, it is. This is the church of Jesus, founded on Peter and the apostles. As Paul tells us to the Ephesians, Jesus is the head of the church. He is the holy head. He is our Savior. He is in charge. And we have to be careful not to paint too broad of a stroke with a brush and paint everything and everybody in the church with this same scandal. They sicken us. We hope they're over. They just continue. But this is the action of individuals. A lot of individuals that did bad things, yes. And don't get me wrong, I'm not suggesting that we just forgive and forget and walk away from it. No. We have to hold them accountable and see that it doesn't happen again. Bishop Thomas makes that clear in his letter that's available online and I think in our bulletin here. But remember, when we point a finger at these cardinals and bishops, which is what we all want to do, say, wow, geez, these guys are just terrible. Shouldn't be around. When we point a finger at anybody and accuse them, we're pointing three fingers back at ourselves. We want to say shame on you, but it's coming back at us. I know their sins are terrible, but I know my sins are bad too. I know things that I have done. I have hurt one loved ones. I have not spoken up when I should have in times and let evil things and bad things happen. And I get angry at times instead of being calm. After all these people walk away, Jesus turns to the 12 apostles. And he asks them, are you leaving too? Are you going? Jesus knows what's in their hearts, and he's testing them. When the multitude walks away, Jesus doesn't stop them. He doesn't say, hey, wait a minute, come on back. I'm just kidding. I'm speaking symbolically. No, he doesn't do that. He says, let's come back. Let's talk this over. He lets them walk away. He doesn't impede them. He doesn't coerce them. He doesn't intercept their free will and make them come back or anything. He says, lets them walk away. And he just turns to what's left, the 12. And who's the one that speaks up? It's Peter. Peter often speaks up first in responding to Jesus' questions and situations like that. And what Peter says is right at the heart of the matter. He says, Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. And that's the rub for us. That's the point that we have to make that choice and decision. It's here in the Catholic Church that the fullness of the truth of God is proclaimed. It's also here that sin abounds. As the bishop quotes from this letter and quotes from Corinthians, he says, who is weak that I am not affected by it? Who is scandalized that I'm not aflame with indignation? But where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. There's a lot of rhetoric, there's a lot of talking heads, there's a lot of printed material, everything in the paper and the internet, and everything about all that's going on. But one thing that struck me this week as I was preparing for this is a quote that was on the Associated Press wire, so pretty valid. And it's from one of the parishes in Pennsylvania that was hit particularly hard. It had like a long history during these events. But a longtime parishioner there named Kathy Kemmerer, and it's St. Therese of Shaverton, Pennsylvania. That's the parish. She was stopped after a morning mass this week, and she was asked a question. And she responded to the question about the events. She says, do we know that our priests are men and that sometimes they do bad things? Yes, we do. Do we want them in our community anymore? No, definitely not. But inasmuch as we're upset about everything and we feel terrible for the victims, we'll keep coming. We'll keep coming to church because this is the place to get God's grace. So I reiterate the words of Joshua in the first reading. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord here in His church, the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church.
Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wallbridge, Ohio. Make sure to tune in each week as Father Eric unpacks the readings from the weekend and shares real-life stories to help bring Scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.